We can all understand that escalating the conflict to that degree with U.S. pilots and Russian pilots in the air in combat only escalates the war itself, only makes it more dangerous, only makes it more treacherous for the Ukrainian people.
NATO's Secretary General says this: if we did that, we'll end up with something that could end in a full-fledged war in Europe involving many more countries and causing much more human suffering. Do you disagree with their risk analysis, Ambassador?
Well, let's all remember that Ukraine did nothing to provoke this attack. Ukraine was always and is a peaceful country. We never attacked Russia. We are not a threat to Russia unless being a democracy and living peacefully in your own country is a threat. And even though we didn't threat anyone, Russia attacked us in 2014, and Russia brutally attacks us for the past 11 days. So if this situation, you know, happened to Ukraine, who is safe? What democracy can feel safe right now? So I think, you know, the events of the past 11 days clearly shows that we have to act together and that Russia can attack anyone being totally unprovoked, like they did with Ukraine. So it's time for all of us to step up.
I agree with Oksana Makarova, the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S. on Fox News Sunday. The world's got to step up, and somebody militarily has got to stop Vladimir Putin. It's not enough to talk about it. And if it's a matter of NATO, I mean, the obvious next step is going to be to conquer NATO. And that's going to be next. I mean, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that one out. Now, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, let's go to cut six real quick. Was on with George Stephanopoulos, and he debunks this idea, the creation of a no-fly zone. This is Marco Rubio from yesterday.
Zone's become a catchphrase. I'm not sure a lot of people fully understand what that means. That means flying AWACS 24 hours a day. That means the willingness to shoot down and engage Russian airplanes in the sky. That means, frankly, you can't put those planes up there unless you're willing to knock out the anti-aircraft systems that the Russians have deployed, and not just in Ukraine, but in Russia and also in Belarus. So basically, a no-fly zone, if people understood what it means World War III. It means starting World War III. So I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself, both from airstrikes and missile strikes. But I think the people need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not some rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircrafts of the Russian Federation, which is basically the beginning of World War III.
How about this provision of fighter jets? We would provide the fighter jets to Poland, other Eastern European nations. They would send the jets they now have to Ukraine. Do you support that?
I do. If that can be done, that would be great. I do have concerns about a couple things, and that is sort of, can they actually fly them, given the amount of anti-aircraft capabilities that the Russians possess and continue to have deployed in the region. By the way, yesterday was a terrible day for the Russian Air Force. They don't have air control either there. But generally speaking, it's something I'd be supportive of, and we should do what we can to help them.
The president has resisted banning Russian oil imports. Of course, that would send gas prices soaring even more here in this country. Do you support it?
I do, and I don't think, I think that's something that you can construct a plan to phase that in pretty rapidly, and you could use reserves for the purposes of buffering that. But we have more than enough ability in this country to produce enough oil to make up for the percentage that we buy from Russia. And by the way, this notion that somehow banning Russian oil would raise prices on American consumers is an admission that this guy, that this killer, that this butcher, Vladimir Putin, has leverage over us. Why would we want that leverage to continue? Why would we have someone like him to have the power to raise gas prices on Americans, which is basically, if he cuts us off, what would happen in the reverse? So I think we have enough of it. We should produce more American oil and buy less Russian oil, or none, actually none at all.
Marco Rubio, and I agree with Marco Rubio that 600,000 barrels a day is the latest estimate. I originally heard it as 500,000 barrels, but 600,000 barrels of crude that we buy from Russia every day. We could stop that on a dime. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out our conditions on the freeways right now at 131 on a Monday, there is an incident, Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Spring Mountain. You're fairly sluggish as you try to work your way on Interstate 15 north through there. Do expect some delays as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area. Only two lanes are available in each direction between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That's a construction project which is rebuilding a 60-year-old bridge in that neighborhood. And it's going to be taking some time all the way through 2022 into 2023. So do get used to those delays.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Raiders engaging Max Crosby on a possible contract extension, according to The Athletic. Those conversations are going well. So far, the Raiders have not yet started talks with Derek Carr. Reportedly, a number of teams have spoken with the Raiders to see if Carr would be available in a trade. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off Ottawa yesterday by a 2-1 score as Jack Eichel scores a power play goal with just over 5 seconds to go. The Golden Knights get back at it coming up tomorrow evening. They'll open up a 5-game trip as they match up against Philadelphia.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Joining us, gentlemen, Jim Dallas. I've been seeing all of the footage. It's buried because, obviously, the big story is in Ukraine and in Russia and at the UN. And it doesn't leave a lot of time for the People's Convoy, which began in L.A., and is now circling the Beltway. Gentlemen, Jim, first of all, how many vehicles are we talking about? Are we talking about a bunch?
Well, we're talking about several hundred tractor trailers, and there's even some RVs and other types of vehicles, about 1,000 other vehicles, which are a part of this. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's over 1,000. It's probably not 2,000, but still, it's quite a few people. Remember, they started in Adelanto, California, a couple of weeks ago, made their way back. They all the areas in between, they always made sure that in advance they were working with the local state and county agencies as they passed through all these different places. And they're doing the same, too. You mentioned the D.C. Beltway there. Interstate 495 is a 64-mile loop, and it surrounds the nation's capital and Maryland and Virginia. So that area is being invaded right now. Now, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and the Maryland governor, they're both Republicans. I about fell out of my chair. They've both been monitoring the situation, and they do have support for the peaceful protesters. And so they're working with all the local agencies there. They want to do it right. And that's what really counts here. But as you mentioned, you know, it's not as important now as it was when they started a couple of weeks ago because of the war.
Well, and I guess my question is, we saw what happened for weeks up along the northern border with Canada. Do we know, are the issues the same as what we were talking about in Canada?
Well, I think the bar has been moved again since mostly all the states. I think Hawaii was the last one to have a mask mandate. So that's basically, remember what this was all about. It was about the mask mandates. It was about the vaccine mandates. Now, a lot of places have dropped the vaccine mandates, too, all around the country. So that's basically what they started out for. And I think since they did, and again, that was a couple of weeks ago, the Democrats have changed everything. They've dropped all the mask mandates. They are trying to get on the good side of voters because they know that people are a little ticked off at them. And when they're paying $6-7 a gallon, and you hear, like you mentioned a little while ago, Kevin, we have local senators here in the state of Nevada which have been doing everything they can to keep the oil from being harvested that is below our feet. And that's something that we have to offer for the world, which could help not only us, but people around the world.
Yeah, now the question is, and I haven't even looked at what diesel prices are, but I imagine diesel prices have gone up the same way regular has. Am I right?
Yeah, they typically are right about there. There's usually maybe a 20-cent difference between the two. But so if you're paying, what, $4.60 now for gas, you're probably paying pretty close to that for diesel, unfortunately.
That is incredible.
At 5 miles a gallon, Kevin, that doesn't go very far.
Do we know how long this people's convoy, the Freedom Convoy, is going to go?
Now, from what I saw here, we don't know yet, but they're congregating, they're letting their voice be known, and they want to do it by the book. They want this to be clean. So they're going to be there, they're going to be known, but again, I think people's attention span is so short that they've kind of moved on from that, especially the events of the past few days where these mandates, which motivated this whole thing, have basically been lifted.
Yeah, yeah. We'll continue to follow this story. It ain't going away. And it's now, unlike the Canadians, now it's tied in not so much with vaccines and mandates and things like that, but it's the high price of a gallon of gasoline, or in the case of truckers, a gallon of diesel fuel. We'll talk about that and more as we go along. And by the way, in case you are wondering, Nevadans today are paying an average of $4.59 per gallon. That is a price far higher than the nationwide average and 56 cents higher than it was a week ago. 56 cents higher. Just in a week. And the Biden administration, as you heard from one of our previous guests, Nathan Brand, is headed to, believe it or not, is headed to Texas tomorrow. Go figure. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the freedom killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back. But don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnb.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Okay, grab a pen and a paper because we're going to lay it on you straight up. Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Vegas, Reno, Carson City, Pahrump, Laughlin, Fernley. The DLC is everywhere. So check this out. Let's start with a loan of $500 and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. Again, a $500 loan will cost you $2.75 per day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it. No fees to apply, no penalty to pay early, nothing else. Critics want you to think you have to pay back two, three, four times what you borrow, and it's simply not true. Please do your own research.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 1.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Regardless of why, Nevadans today are paying an average of $4.59 per gallon, 56 cents higher than they were paying just a week ago. We've heard a lot of talking heads, a lot of the politicians, getting a chance to talk about this. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about this. And from the perspective of how, you know, how you're coping with this, I'm going to give you the phone number. Here it is, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do. He's, before he croaks, let's get to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did.
Listen, good. Listen, I'm sorry I had to follow a. And it's a free country. Everybody's got their opinion, but a pro-Putin traitor you had on earlier, which I consider him. I won't use any names, but anyway, I have a friend who is in business, and he had some business to do in Moscow, and he came back recently, and I was talking to him. Let me tell you something. This whole thing will be over. Probably within less than a month, there's going to be probably, he says, a revolution there. The people in Moscow and in Russia can't take it anymore. They hate Putin. They can't say it out loud, or you know what will happen to them.
Oh, yeah.
But their ruble is going down. Their ruble is going, it's like our dollar going down to 2 or 3 cents, the value of it. It's ridiculous. They can't go to money machines, ATMs. Can't get any money out because no money's coming in from the outside. All the companies are boycotting Russia. The people there are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're getting so mad. Even his staff around him don't like him anymore. He's by himself, and he'll probably be thrown out rather quickly. Even Lindsey Graham made a speech a couple of days ago and said we have to take him out. And you know what take him out means?
Yes.
Not just you know.
Not take him out for dinner. Yeah, not take him out for a dinner and a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I think is that he's going to be finished quite soon because the Russian people themselves hate what's going on. They don't like what's going on. It's very bad. They're being hurt. They're financially and every other way. Every major company who did business with Russia isn't anymore. They're going. It's going to end very quickly. You can watch within 3 weeks. Is what this man told me. Who I know who did business there, who does business there, and he says the average citizen can't stand it anymore. But
Wow. Obviously
they can't say anything. Putin has even cut off the media. The media can't even off television. There's no local television coverage anymore.
Well, and
cut off.
And international folks can't report either, and that's why a lot of the Reuters and folks like that have closed their offices, and they're not reporting from Moscow. So we will see.
Even the local news people there, Cambry, they're cut off. They've been taken off the air.
Yeah, good point.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And what's going to happen is. The people are, I'm telling you, they're going to revolt. There's going to be a revolution there. Mark my words.
We will do it. We will do it. We'll mark your words. Clinical Carl, thank you, man. You want to join us. I want to find out how these high gas prices are impacting you. I was considering in the next couple of weeks driving to Reno. But you think I'm going to do it with the gas prices being what they are now? I can fly cheaper than I can drive. And I'm not about to spend 6-7 hours in the car burning up gasoline at $4.69, $4.89, maybe $5 a barrel or a gallon. I'm just not going to do it. But I want to find out how it's influencing you. And are you driving less? Or are you topping off and just powering through this thing? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. It's not just gas, Kevin, that's an issue. It's everything else that goes along with it that has gone through the roof as well. And I would just suggest to you, sir, that just You might want to double check your plane tickets to Reno, because those are now starting to go up as well. I can tell you this, 81 million people can't be wrong. 81 million people are now quiet and don't want to talk about it. But 81 million people cannot be wrong, sir.
Yeah.
You know, that's what gets me. I've got a car that operates on that E85, which now is what I'm starting to put in my car to give me a little bit of a buffer. But it doesn't matter. You know why? Because that burns so much quicker, I'm filling up twice as much.
Oh, really?
By the way,
Lewis, am I right that you're my favorite Uber driver?
I do drive Uber, and I can tell you this, Kevin. Everybody that's getting in my car is complaining about it, and it doesn't matter where they're from, and you know. I just tell them the same thing. 81 million people can't be wrong.
And by the way, Lewis, quick question. I'm running a little short on time. How soon before Uber and Lyft have to do fuel surcharges?
And here's the kicker, right? We as drivers don't see an increase in the pay. You as the passenger are going to see an increase in the pay. As drivers, we see nothing. So if you can't afford to tip your driver, I would suggest you do it. We don't get screwed more than the passenger does. You're going to see a rate increase here pretty soon, and there's no reason to increase your rate as a passenger because why? It's our car. Yeah. We're not going to see any benefit from that.
There you go. Lewis, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. We'll get to more calls coming up a little bit later on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda.